Good morning, Chag Sameach. Today's daf, we left off. Today's daf is daf Nun, daf 50. We left off on Mem Tet Amud Bet, 49b, in the middle of the page, Asara Kabim. We're going to see there's a bunch of things right now that have portions that were created in the world, and how many of them we have, how many of them went to Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Asara Kabim Chokma Yardu La'olam. 10 Kabim of wisdom went to the world. Tishan Atla Eretz Yisrael, Ve'achad Kol La'olam Kulo. 9 went to Israel, and one to the rest of the world. Asara kabim yofi yardu la'olam. 10 kabim of beauty came to the world. Tishan atla Yerushalayim, echad kol ha'olam kulo. 9 went to Yerushalayim, and one went to the rest of the world. Asara kabim ashirud yardu la'olam. 10 kabim of wealth went to the world. Tishan atla Romi, echad kol ha'olam kulo. 9 went to Rome, and one to the rest of the world. Asara kabim aniyut yardu la'olam. 10 kabim of poverty came to the world. Tishan atla Bavel, ve'echad kol ha'olam kulo. 9 went to Bavel, and one to the rest of the world. Asara kabim gasut yardu la'olam. 10 kabim of haughtiness came down to the world. Tishan atla Elam, ve'echad kol ha'olam kulo. 9 went to Elam, and one went to the rest of the world. The Gemara asked, the gasut le Bavel lo nachit. There was no haughtiness in Bavel. Va'katil, the pasuk says, va'esa yinai ve'ere, ve'hinne. Shetaim nashim, there's two women, yotzot ve'ruach ve'kanfeim, ve'lahinna k'nafayim k'kanfei chasidah, they have wings, ve'tisayinna et ha'efa bin ha'aretz bin ha'shamayim, they're carrying the efa between the heaven and the earth. Va'omar and ha'malach ha'dover bi said to the angel, anna himma molichot et ha'efa, where are they taking this efa? Va'yomer elai livnod la bayit ve'eretz Shinar, they're building her a house in the land of Shinar. That's referring to the flattery and the haughtiness that went into Bavel. So the Gemara says, you're right. In le'achan nachit, they went to the Bavel, yishtarbu ve'hud yishtarbu ve'lahatam. And then it transferred over and went to Elam. Da'ikanamin, you can also derive this. The Katani, it says, livnod la'bayi, to build her a house. Meaning, one of them was building the other one a house. They were both building a house for one of them. And Shmamina, it comes where it teaches that. And afterwards, that one left. And it went to, the Gava went to Elam. The Gemara says, Ini, is that so? Hamar mor, siman the gasut aniyud. A sign of a haughtiness is poverty. The aniyud bebavel hu deika. And poverty was in Bavel. The Gemara says, my aniyud, what does it mean? Aniyud over here, poverty is referring to aniyud de Torah, the poverty of the Torah. Dechtiv achot lanu ketana v'shadayim ein la. My little sister, and she doesn't have breasts. That's referring to Elam. They were zocheh to learn, not to teach. They didn't have Torah wisdom. Asara kabim gevura yardu la'olam. There were 10 kab of gevura that went into the world. Tishan nadlu parsim. 9 went to the Persians, and 1 to the rest of the world. Asara kabim kinim yardu la'olam. 10 kabim of locusts went into the world. Tishan atla madai. 9 went to madai, 1 to the rest of the world. Asara kabim keshafim yardu la'olam. 10 of magic went to the world. Witchcraft. Tishan atla Mitzrayim. 9 went to Egypt, and 1 to the rest of the world. Asara kabim nigaim yardu la'olam. 10 kabim of diseases went to the world. Tishan atlu chazirim ve'echad kol ha'olam kulo. So 9 went to the pigs, and 1 to the rest of the world. Asara kabim znut yardu la'olam. 10 kabim of promiscuity went to the world. Tishan atla Arabia. 9 went to Arabia, and 1 to the rest of the world. Asara kabim azut yardu la'olam. 10 kabim of azut is like azut panim went to the world, and tishan atlam meshan, 9 went to meshan, and 1 to the rest of the world. Asara kabim sicha yardu la'olam. 10 kabim of conversation went to the world. Tishan atlun nashim, 9 went to the women, and 1 to the rest of the world. Women like to talk. Asara kabim shichrut yardu la'olam. 10 kabim of drunkenness went to the world. Tishan atlu kushim, 9 went to the kushim, and 1 to the rest of the world. Asara kabim shena yardu la'olam. 10 kav of sleep went to the world. Tishan atlu avadim. 9 went to the slaves. Ve'echad natlu kol ha'olam kulo. And 1 to the rest of the world. Okay, that's all the measurements. New Mishnah. Al menach shani kohen v'nimtza levi. Levi v'nimtza kohen natin v'nimtza mamzer. Mamzer v'nimtza natin. If he says, I am levi, but he's really kohen, or the vice versa. He's a natin, he says a mamzer. No, the other way around. So, or he's a ben ir v'nimtza ben krach, or he's a ben ir, the son of a city. Or he's really of the village, ben krach, ben nitzah ben ir, or the other way around. Al menat shebeiti karo lemerchatz ben nitzah rachok. If he says, I'll marry you on condition that my house is close to the bathhouse, and it's not, rachok ben nitzah karo, it's far and it's really close. Almana sheyesh lo bat o shivcha megudelet ve'eno. If he says, I have a daughter or a maidservant or an adult, and he doesn't really have, or almana she'en lo ve'yesh lo, he says, I don't have, and he really does have. Almana she'en lo banim ve'yesh lo, almana sheyesh lo ve'en lo. If he says, on condition that I don't have children, and he does, or he doesn't, on condition that he does not have children, but he really does, or he does have children, but he really does not, all of those cases, ukulam, af al bisha amra bilibi, haya li kadesh lo, af al piken, ena mekudeshet. Even if she says that, oh, in my heart, I still wanted to marry him, even though it wasn't true, all of these conditions weren't true, even if it wasn't true, I still wanted to marry him, that would not work, and she would not be married to him. Because the condition wasn't fulfilled. V'chen hi shehita'atu. And the same thing the other way around. If she tricked him, if she said condition one way, but it was really the other way around, it wouldn't be mekudeshet. So the Gemara says, Ha'u gavrat des zabin l'nechsei adata l'misak l'Eretz Yisrael. There's a man who sold his property to went and to be able to move to Eretz Yisrael. Uva'idna des zabin lo amar v'lo midi. But when he sold it, he didn't say anything. He didn't make a condition that is on condition that I move to Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't able to make it over there, let's say. He wasn't able to get a land or whatnot. Or he wasn't able to move up to Eretz Yisrael. Amar Ava, have dvarim shebalev, dvarim shebalev einam dvarim. It's just in your heart, and things in your heart don't count. So it doesn't matter. You sold it, you sold it. So the Gemara says, Mina leder Ava, how do we know this? Maybe from this Mishnah. Now we're going to try to derive where we know dvarim shebalev einam dvarim. Things in the heart don't matter. So the Pasuk says, Yakriv oto. So when talking about that a person's neder, person has to, if he makes a neder to bring something, he has to bring it, right? It says, Imolak korbanu min bakar, and it says, Yakriv oto. So the Gemara says, Melamed shekofin oto, we force him to do it, to fulfill his neder. So the Gemara says, Yachol ba'al korfo, is it possible against his will? Tamulamar, no, the way he wants. So haketar, how do you do that? Kofin oto ad sheyomar rotzen, we force him until he says, okay, I want to bring you. Why do we do that? But in his heart, he doesn't want to. Oh, must be that nishum dvarim dvarim. It must be that we say things in the heart don't matter. So the Gemara says no, but dilma shane hata. Maybe over there is different. The anan sahade the nichale bekapara. Maybe over there is different because we can tell that he is okay with the kapara, with the atonement that's being brought to him. So that cannot be from there. So let's learn from another source. Elami seifa. The same thing for divorce of women and freeing of slaves. We force him until he says, I want to. The Gemara says, and why? In his heart, he doesn't want to. So the Gemara says, so maybe here's the proof that things in the heart don't matter. No, maybe over there it's different because it's the mitzvah to listen to the words of the chachamim. That's why he's okay with it. Ella, we have to learn from somewhere else. Amar Rav Yosef me'acha. Amikadesh et ha'isha, if he marries a woman, v'amar kasavur ha'iti, she'i kohenet v'arei leviyah. Leviyah, when he said kohenet. He thought she was a kohenet, she was a leviyah. Leviyah, she was a kohenet. Aniya v'arei ashira. Ashira v'arei aniya. He thought, wealthy, she's poor. Or poor, she's wealthy. Wealthy, she's poor. Mekudeshet, the Gemara says mekudeshet. Why? V'nei shelo hita'atu. Because she didn't trick him. V'amai, the Gemara says, why not? Hakamar kasavur ha'iti. He's saying, I thought she was like this. It's not. It was a trick. The Gemara says, el mishum du'amrin and dvarim shebalem inan dvarim. Maybe we say the things in the heart don't matter. No, maybe over there is different. That we're saying, lechumra. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Klamar ika lememar dehad etani mekudesh lechumra kamar. It's talking about to be strict. She'ina mutar la'acher belo get. She's not allowed to marry somebody else without a get. Al kiddushin gmurim lo havu levatel kiddushin acherim. But they're not full kiddushin. Meaning that's what it's saying. It wasn't saying they're full kiddushin. It was saying you're married in the sense that you can't marry someone else without a get. So, but it's not a proof from here that dvarim shebalim enam dvarim. Ela amar abaye mehacha from here. Bekulam af al pish amar b'libi hayal litkadesh lo af al piken enam mekudesh. He said in all of those cases in our Mishnah, even though the condition wasn't fulfilled, even if she says that I really want to marry him, even though, still doesn't count. Ve'amai the Gemara says, why not? Ha ka'amri b'libi haya. She said it was in my heart. So the Gemara says, as the Girsa over here, it says, Ela lav mishum d'amrin dvarim shebalim enam dvarim. Must be this is a proof that things in the heart don't matter. Where it says v'dil mashane hatem, no, maybe over here is different. The kivan de atne lav kol kemina de akra le'etanae. Since made a condition, it's not, she can't go so far to just uproot the condition and say, no, it's okay, even though you made a condition, I'm okay with it. Maybe she can't go so far to such an extent, and therefore that's the reason. But we don't say that things of the heart don't matter. Ella, we're still looking for that reason. Ella Amar Rav Chiya bar Avin, Uvda Hava be Rav Chisa. There was an incident in the Beit Midrash of Rav Chisa. Rav Chisa be Rav Huna, and Rav Chisa in the house of Rav Chisa, and Rav Chisa in the house of Rav Huna. Upashne meha, and they derived it from here. Ha'omer l'shlucho haveli min achalon o min adluskema. If somebody says to his messenger, bring me those coins that are sitting by the windowsill or in this bag, ve'evilo, and he brought it to him. Aval bi, meaning, and they were hekdesh money. Aval bi she'amar balabayit. Lo hayali belibi illa alze kivan shehevilo mize balabayit ma'al. Okay, since the balabayit says, "Oh, I only had my money on this," and he brought him from that which he asked for, the balabayit is considered doing me'ila of benefiting from hekdesh. Why? Because the messenger did the shlichut. So the Gemara says, "Why? Ve'amai haka amar belibi." He says it was in my heart. I didn't want him to bring hekdesh money. I didn't know it was hekdesh money. Ela, it must be love mishum da'amrin ha'dvarim shebalav einan dvarim. It must be things of the heart don't matter when it comes to halacha in this regard. Where it says no, v'dil mashane hatam de'le miftar nashe mikorban ka'ate. No, maybe over here is different. He's lying in order to exempt himself from having to bring a korban. Maybe that's what's happening. So he wouldn't have to bring a sacrifice. So the Gemara says, hava le'le me'emar mezid hava. Then he should have said, it was mezid, it was purpose, it was on purpose. But that's not what it says. So the Gemara says, lo avid inish. Person would not make himself into a rasha gamur, into a completely wicked person. So the Gemara says, "Havale lomar nizkarti." Should have said, "I remember." Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, "Nizkar balabayit lo nizkar shaliach shaliach ma'av." If he would have said, "I remembered," then it would be the shaliach would have done me'ila, and he didn't say that, and so therefore that's where, and therefore that's the explanation over here. Okay, so the Gemara then says, "Hau gavra." So over here, this is where we learn. Dvarim Shabalevi, now Dvarim is from here. So the Gemara says, Hau Gavra, Dizabinu Lenefseid Adatana Misak Ard Yisrael. A guy sold his property on thought process to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Salik Velo Idarle. He went, but he couldn't find the residence, he couldn't find the place to live. Amarava called the Salik Adatana Midarhu, Vhalo Idarle. So Rava said, anyone who goes up to Eretz Yisrael is to move there and live there. He wasn't able to live there, therefore he gets a refund, give him his property back. So the Gemara says, "Ikad Amri." Some say, "Adatana misak v'hasalikle." No, he had in mind to go up, and he went up there to Israel. How can he say he gets a refund? He moved up there to Israel. He didn't get a land. So the Gemara then says, "Auka v'rad desavino l'nechsei adatana misak v'arad Israel." Eretz Israel. Lesov l'salik. The guy sold his property in order at the end to go up to Eretz Israel, and he didn't end up going. Amar Rav Ashi, "Ibay salik." If he wanted, he could have went up. Ikad Amri. Some say, "Ibay lo salik." If he wanted, he would not have gone up. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, "My benayu." What's the difference between them? Ika benayu di yalid unsa beurcha. If let's say on the way he got some onus, let's say there were some robbers on the way and he couldn't be able to go up and be able to move there. So the difference over here would be that if he wanted to, he can't just go up because it's dangerous, right? So that would be the difference. If he needs to or he doesn't need to, right? The Gemara is phrasing it as a question. Ikad Amri ibay lo salik. If he wants, doesn't need to go up. He doesn't have to go up. So the Gemara is saying the difference between would be if there was a onus on the orach. If let's say there was a danger on the way, right? Rashi says shamash ayu listin baderech. Lishna kamal lo hadurin zavine. Da'achi ka'amar ibay lemitrach lehadurei batar shayarta havasalik. The difference between these would be the first one is not phrased as a question. The second one is phrased as a question. If you wanted, he wouldn't have gone. He didn't go up. So, meaning, according to the first Lishna, he can't retract now. He can't get his land back that he sold just from an onus on the path. According to the second Lishna, he's allowed to go back and get a refund on his property because he was saying it in the mindset that there was nothing that was stopping him from being able to move up to the land of Israel. The Mishnah then says, "Ha'omer l'shluchot seve kadesh li'isha pelonit ma'amkom ploni." Go and marry me. He says to the messenger, marry me to this woman in this place. And he says, "V'alach v'kitshav ma'amkom acher." He went and married him off in another place. Inam kudesh, it doesn't count. If he says she is in this place, and he married her somewhere else, that's my kudesha, because he didn't say do it over there. He just said that's where she is. He didn't mean to say do it over there. The Gemara says utnan nami gabe gitin. Same thing for get. Give a get to my wife in this place, and they gave it somewhere else. Pasul, it's no good. If she is somewhere, then anulam makom acher, and they gave it to her somewhere else, kasher, that's kosher. The Gemara says, utsricha, we need both cases. If it would have only said kiddushin, b'makom de la karuva ka'ate, in a place where it's bringing her closer, right, kiddushin, b'hai atra, rachamuli, velo mimali, mili ilavai, mile ilavai. In this place, they have mercy on me, and they don't speak about me like that, bad about me. Ah, b'hai atra, sanuli mimali, mile ilavai. But over in this other place, they don't like me, and they're going to speak bad about me. Meaning, he's saying, I want you to marry me off over here, and not marry me off over there. Because these people like me, and these people don't like me. I'm like a big gitin, but maybe by gitin, they're chukakate. He's distancing a woman from her, from him. Emar lo ichpadle, he doesn't care where it happens. Or maybe the other way around. Biashmina gabe gerushin. If I would have only said by gerushin, b'hai atar nichale nibaze. In this place, maybe he's okay to get a disgrace, to get a divorce. But b'hai atar, but in this other place, lo nichale, maybe he's not okay with it. Aval gabe kiddushin, eman lo yichpadle. But by kiddushin, what does he matter? He's getting married. Maybe he wouldn't care. Suricha. That's why we need to say by both cases that if he says marry me in this place and divorce me in this place, ask me in that place. The Mishnah then says, "Amekadeshet aishal menach she'en aleha nedarim." Somebody marries a woman on condition that she doesn't have any nedarim. When imtzelu aleha nedarim, and she does have nedarim, ena mekudeshet, they're not mekudeshet. Knasa stam, when imtzelu aleha nedarim, if he married her just stam generally, and she happened to have neders, tetzeh shelo b'ketubah, she goes free with no, she goes out with no ketubah. Al menach ein aleha mumin, if he says on condition you don't have blemishes, when imtzua ba mumin, and she does have blemishes, ena mekudeshet, doesn't count. Knasas stam, if he marries her just stam, when imtzua ba mumin, and he found blemishes, tetzeh shelo b'ketubah, then she goes out without a ketubah. Shekol ha-mumin ha-posin ba-kohanim, posin ben-nashim. All of the blemishes that are posel by the kohanim are also posel by the women. And the Gemara says, utnan nami gabe ketubot ki aigavna. By ketubot, we say the exact same thing. So the Gemara says, "Hacha kiddushin istarich alei tana ketubot atu kiddushin." Over here, we needed to teach kiddushin, so it taught ketubot because of kiddushin. And over there, in Masach ketubot, atam ketubot istarich alei, it needed to teach about ketubot. So over there, tana kiddushin atu ketubot. Over there, in Masach ketubot, it taught ketubot because of kiddushin. It taught kiddushin because of ketubot. We're just vice versa over here. Then new Mishnah. Then we say, "Amekadesh shnei nashim b'shave pruta." Someone who tries to marry two women with one pruta. Something equal to a pruta. Or isha achad v'pachon shaveh pruta. Or one woman with less than a shaveh pruta. If I marry two women with one pruta, it's not enough for either woman. So it doesn't count. Or one woman with less than a pruta is not enough. Afal pisha shalach siv lonot lachar mikan. Even if he sends gifts, he sends a lot of gifts afterwards, doesn't count. Einam kudeshet. Shemechamat kiddushin arishonim shalach. He's sending them because of the first kiddushin. Meaning, he's sending gifts after he thinks that he married someone. They're not married to him. So the gifts don't count as his kiddushin. So the Gemara says, "Echen katan shekidesh." Same thing if a child did kiddushin and then sent gifts afterwards, that would not be kiddushin. If the child tried to do kiddushin in that way, so the Gemara says, "Utsricha." We need all three, all these cases. We need the case of the two women, the case of the with the pruta, one woman with less than a pruta, and we need a child that did kiddushin. Why? The Gemara says, "Utsricha." Di ashme'inan shave pruta. If we would have only said the first case of the two women. Maybe because the money is coming out from him, maybe they're mistaken, right? Rashi says, "V'savar de kiddushin inu." Maybe he thinks that kiddushin is happening because he's taking money out. Velo masik adate desivlon Hashem kiddushin. Maybe he doesn't think those gifts that he's giving afterwards are for kiddushin. So therefore, that's why kiddushin would not work in the first case. Aval pachon mishave pruta, but less than a pruta, Emma, a person would have said, Yodeash in kiddushin tafsin bepachom mishave pruta. A person knows kiddushin doesn't count with less than a peruta. And why is he sending gifts afterwards? He's sending it for kiddushin. So I would have thought the pachom mishave pruta, he's giving the gifts afterwards for kiddushin. In second case, kiddushin would work. That's why it said no. V'yashmin and hanetarte. If I would have only taught these two cases, mishum de bein pruta la pachom mishave pruta lo kimlehu le'inashe. Person is not so affluent to know what's the difference between a pruta and something less than a pruta. A pruta is a couple cents, and less than a pruta is nothing, right? The person is not so affluent to know how much that is. So what would they say? About katan shekidesh, but a young person who did kiddushin, hakol yodin she'en kiddushin katan klum. Everyone knows the kiddushin of a child does not count. So maybe when the son is sending gifts afterwards, he's sending it on dat to do kiddushin. That's what he would have thought. Kamashmana, that's why the Gemara needs to teach us that in all three cases, the gifts would not count towards Kiddushin, and in all these three cases, they would not be considered Mekudeshet. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Just a quick 1 minute recap. We started on the Amud Bet talking about the Asara Kabim, the 10 Kabs that came to the world of all these different things and where they all went to. Then we got to a new Mishnah. We're talking about the Almenats, on condition. He says, I'm conditioned that I'm this, and he's not. On condition, I'm this, and he's not. The Kiddushin would not take effect. Part number three of the Daf in Amud Aleph, somebody says to his messenger, go and marry me off to this woman in this place. If he says in that place, it has to be done in that place. And same thing for Gitin. And the final part of the Daf was the last Mishnah. If somebody, three cases, somebody tries to marry two women with one pruta, or one woman with less than a pruta, or she tries to a child tries to do Kiddushin, all of those cases, even if they give gifts afterwards, the gifts do not count towards Kiddushin. And we'll explain why in all three cases they would not count towards Kiddushin. Amen.